read this 14th and verse number 1 of the Bible. Said the Lord, speaking to Moses, saying, "This shall be the law of the leper in the day of his cleansing. He shall be brought unto the priest, and the priest shall go forth out of the camp. The priest shall look, and behold, if the plague of leprosy be healed in the leper, then shall the priest command to take for him that is to be cleansed 2 birds, alive and clean, cedar wood, scarlet, and hyssop. The priest shall command that one of the birds be killed in an earthen vessel over running water. As for the living bird, he shall take it, the cedar wood, the scarlet, the hyssop, and shall dip them in the living bird in the blood of the bird that was killed over the running water. He shall sprinkle upon him that is to be cleansed from the leprosy 7 times, shall pronounce him clean, and shall let the living bird loose in the open field." Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, Lord, I sure do love you this morning. Lord, I'm thankful for what we've got in our hearts already. Lord, what a blessing it's been to be in your house this morning. Lord, I thank for each one of the young people that took part, for what a blessing they've been. Lord, I pray you bless them abundantly. Lord, I pray you put your hand upon them, lead, guide, and direct them in all that they do. Lord, I pray for the remainder of the service. Lord, pray you have your will and way there. Lord, you know my heart this morning. I have no preaching me. Lord, I need a fresh touch, fresh anointing. It only comes from you. Lord, I pray for every request been made mention, every unspoken request. Lord, I pray to have your will and way in each and every heart, each and every life this morning. Most of all, I pray if there be one of the midst lost, I'll know without you. Lord, I pray you convict our heart, save them, because it's everlasting too late. Well, thank you and praise you for all that you've done, all that you're going to do. For we ask it in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen and amen. You be seated. And thank you for standing with me this morning. Now, we've come to Leviticus 13. And, I'm sorry, oftentimes I've seen, Brother Kenny brought those books in. He ordered them. And I was scrolling through the first several books of the Bible, going through the Bible in a year. And I thought, John, how little it really is that we preach or teach out of these books. And a lot of times we have in our mind when we come to Exodus, maybe not much Exodus, but Leviticus and Deuteronomy and Numbers, and a lot of times we're not careful, we'll skip over it because we'll think that it does not apply to us. But we understand this one. The Bible said that all Scripture give inspiration of God, profitable for doctrine, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, for proof that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished on the all good works. And why, for it all was not written directly to us, it was written for us. And I realize that here in our text we're dealing with leprosy in the children of Israel. And in America today, I'm not going to say we don't ever face it, but it is not the pandemic or the plague that it would have been at this time among these people. And but I want to say this. There is, Michelle, a beautiful picture and type as we go through this cleansing of the leper. And that's what I'm going to preach on a little bit this morning. Here I just take on the cleansing of the leper. Now, notice with me if you would quickly, and I'll get right into it. Notice in verse 2, the Bible said, "This shall be the law of the leper in the day of his cleansing. He shall be brought unto the priest." So notice with me, first of all, the sickness this morning. There is a problem. There is a sickness. This does not necessarily apply to everyone that's in the camp of Israel. But Sharon, it does apply to those that have leprosy. It's not, can you imagine that? Now we must understand a little something about leprosy. If a man or woman contracted leprosy, they would have been exiled. They would have left their family, they would have left their friends, they would have left their occupation, they would have dwelt without the camp, they wouldn't have been allowed to go in, they wouldn't have been allowed to give them so many feet of anyone else. In fact, if they met someone, they had to proclaim that they were a leper so they don't go away. I mean, there's a lot of things that entailed this leprosy. It would have been a very painful disease. Not only would it have been outcast and separated, but God, it would have been extremely painful. In fact, almost always in these days, it was almost certainly a death sentence. They would usually die from this leprosy. And then here in chapter 14, we find something interesting. It's the law concerning if that leper has been cleansed, if he's gotten rid of that leprosy. We'll see here in a few moments all the things that it entails. But I want you to notice the sickness. If this individual, this leper, has a sickness. Now, leprosy always in your Bible is a picture of sin. Always. It's always a picture of sin. I'll explain it to you in a moment. I hope you'll see with me what a picture it is. But leprosy is a picture of sin. And the leper, of course, becomes a picture and a type of the sinner. Turn me back to Leviticus chapter 13 and verse number 2. Leviticus chapter 13 and verse number 2. Well, for sake of time, for sake of context, let's read verse 1. The Bible says, the Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron, saying, verse 2, when a man shall have in the skin of his flesh arising a scab or a branch spot, it be in the skin of his flesh like the plague of leprosy, then he shall be brought unto Aaron the priest or unto one of his sons, the priest. Now, I realize you said, preacher, what's that have to do with anything spiritual? Let me explain that. Here's what happened. That they didn't John have doctors like we have today. So God tells them that if they were to have a scab or a spot or a place that come up on their skin, that what they were to do when they were to go to Aaron or one of Aaron's sons, the priest, that Noah, they would examine this individual and determine whether or not it was leprosy. Now, that's interesting to me. Yeah, but I want you to notice, what they're looking at, John, is what's on the outside.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Now, you ever just had a spot come up, a bump, or a whatever the case may be, and man, you don't think much about it maybe to start with, but then as time goes on, you get more and more concerned, and eventually you go to the doctor. Now, here's the thing. You don't know what's happening inside. You just notice something on the outside. Isn't that how sin is in our life? We realize, of course, that the nature, we talked the other day, we're not only sinners by deed, but we're sinners by nature, and we're sinners by birth. But you know what we see? You know what reveals that to us? A lot of times it's what's happening on the outside. It's what can be seen and what can be felt. We can look in our lives and see the effects of sin. Listen, you don't have to be a liar to go to hell. You don't have to be a drunk to deserve to die and go to hell. But John, that's just the effect. That's just what's on the outside. That's what can be seen. That's what can be observed. That's often what we think about when we think of sin. That's what happened with this leprosy. They didn't know what was happening on the inside, but there was something on the outside they could see and they could feel and they could observe to realize that something was wrong. So leprosy itself was seen in the flesh. It presents itself on the outside. But look with me in Leviticus 13 and verse number 3. Watch what your Bible says. And the priest shall look on the plague in the skin of the flesh, and when the hair in the plague is turned white, and the plague in sight be deeper than the skin of his flesh, it is a plague of leprosy. And the priest shall look on him and pronounce him unclean. That's interesting to me. This individual notices what's on the outside. But then the Lord, John, gives the priest Aaron and his son some instruction of what to look for and what to examine and what to see. But what God says in verse 3 is this, that these things are happening. Then Michelle, it's not just a bump or a scab on the skin, but it goes deeper than that. It's not just what can be seen on the outside, but Nancy, there's a problem on the inside. There's a problem inside the skin that's deeper than what can be seen. Isn't that right? What a picture of sin that is. Now listen, we like to make ourselves feel better. It's easy. I told you the other morning, it's easy, Elaine, to go find a drunk on the side of the road and a needle in his arm and all these things and convince him. The easiest place, no, I don't know if he's still going or not, but he told me earlier the year that next year he'd like to go down there to Alabama or South Carolina to prison. I wonder if I'd go with him. And if you want to go, let me know. We'll get that on the books. But I will say this. Michelle, it's amazing to me how easy it is for those men to say, yes, preacher, I am a sinner. They can look at their life and see, Kirk, the effects of sin.
Yeah.
A lot of times, a lot of people, I'm not being judgmental, it's easy for all of us. I grew up in church. I told somebody when I was a little boy I had a drug problem. My mom and daddy drug me to church and I'm much more than a ball. That's something that's all I've ever known. Can I say this? It's easy, sure, but sometimes say, well, I've never drunk, or I've never done this, or I don't do that, or I'm not as bad as they are, or look how much worse they are than me, or whatever the case may be. But the truth about sin this morning, just like leprosy, it's not just what can be seen. The problem goes far deeper. It's an internal problem. We're sinners by nature. We're sinners by birth. This leprosy is a picture of sin. And the leper, a picture of the sinner. That's where we see the sickness here and there. Text and know some if you would. In verse number 3 of Leviticus 14. Let me hurry this morning. Leviticus 14. And verse number 3, what's what your Bible says? Why like this? And the priest shall go forth out of the camp. The priest shall look and behold if the plague of leprosy be healed in the leper. So now this, let's say man has been exiled. He's at this leprosy. He's been exiled. He's been separated. Now Michelle, he believes that it's bad. Well, he's got to call for the priest. Now, here's the dangerous thing, literally speaking, literal interpretations of Scripture. Here's the thing, John. They can't let him in till they're sure that he's been cleansed. Because if he's just having a good day, he's going to infect everybody else. Is that right? Mm-hmm. So what happens is this, according to verse 3, the priest has to go. He can't handle me. This leper Noah cannot go to the priest. The priest is the only one that's about to come unglued. The priest is the only one that has the ability and nature to pronounce him clean. Right. But God, he can't get to the priest. Is that right? So the only thing that can happen, the priest, according to verse 3, has to go without the camp. About to come unglued. Has to go where the leper is in order to pronounce him clean. Watch this. Let me show you something quick. Stay with me. I'm going somewhere I promise. Now, we see not only the sickness, but notice the separation. The leper's bands are given inside the camp. So the priest has to leave the tabernacle. You know what the tabernacle is? Remember when we studied it? It is the very presence of God. It's where man meets with God. And so Elaine, this priest leaves the presence of God to go to where this leper was. Turn with me, if you would. Hebrews chapter 13 and verse number 12. Hebrews chapter 13. And verse number 12. I want to see this morning. Hebrews chapter 13 and verse number 12. Well, that's for context. Let's start reading verse number 9. My Bible said, be not carried about with divers and strange doctrines. For it's a good thing that the heart be established with grace, not with meats, which have not profited them that have been occupied therein. Verse 10, we have an altar whereof they have no right to eat which serve the tabernacle. Verse 11, watch this, for the bodies of those beasts whose blood is brought into the sanctuary by the high priest for sin are burned without the camp. Watch verse 12. Now remember, this priest has to go where? Without the camp. Watch verse 12. Wherefore, Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood, suffered where? Without the gate. Let us go forth therefore unto him without the camp, bearing his reproach. Verse 14, for here have we no continuing city, but we seek one to come. Boy, that's exciting. That, by him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise unto the praise of God to continue. That is the fruit of righteousness, giving thanks to his name, but to do good and to communicate, forget not. For with such sacrifices, God is well pleased. What I'm telling you is this. Here's what the writer of Hebrews is saying. In Hebrews 13, he's saying, Nancy, Jesus, you've been over there. You've seen it. Calvary is not in Jerusalem. It's without the camp. Kirk, it's without the gate. They wouldn't do that in the holy city. So the Romans then lead them off to a mountain without the gate. Not even realizing, Wayne, what a picture that it was. All the way back to Leviticus 14, the leper could not get to him to the priest. The priest had to come to where he was. As our great high priest and as our sacrifice, as our propitiation, Jesus suffered without the camp, had shed his blood coming to where we were. We couldn't get to him. He came without the camp. Remember, that this is a picture of sin. How to take care of our sin, redeem our sin, and to cleanse us from our sickness. Boy, so we see the sickness in verse number 3. Well, look with me if you would. Verse number 4. Not only was the sickness and the sickness in verse 2, the separation in verse 3. Verse 4, notice the sacrifice. The Bible said, then shall the priest command, take for him that is to be cleansed two birds, alive and clean, cedar wood, scarlet, and hyssop. Now, ain't that interesting? He goes out there eating and he looks at this leper, and he's going to be cleansed. Here's the law. Here's what has to happen. In order for that leper to go back into the camp, in order for that leper to be restored back to what he once was, in order for that leper to go back and offer at the tabernacle, in order for that leper to go back to his family, in order for that leper to have communion with God again. Now, do you see the picture how Adam and Eve sinned in the garden and communion with God was broken? And now we're all born with this sin sickness, and the only way for us to be cleansed is for the priest to come to us, because we can't get to him. But wait a minute, here's what God says to do. He says in order to come for that to happen, the priest is going to go get two birds. What are we going to do with that? What's two birds after this? Got to have two birds in order for this leper to be cleansed. Let's watch what your Bible says in verse 5. Notice with me, verse 5. And the priest shall command that one of the birds be killed, watch this, in an earthen vessel over running water. Now wait a minute. Two living birds, that's what your Bible says in verse 4, take him to be cleansed, two birds alive and clean. So it requires two birds that are alive. But all according to verse 5, one of those birds has got to be put inside an earthen vessel. Shane, you got to hand me one of them open plates. I wish it was wood, but I ain't got nothing earthen. But just imagine, that's clay. All right. They take a clay vessel, an earthen vessel. Got two birds, alive and clean. And one of them is put inside an earthen vessel. Is that right? Mm-hmm. That's what your Bible said. What happened to it? Put inside that earthen vessel, it's to be killed. Now, tell me if I'm wrong. It's not to be killed and then put in the earthen vessel. Is that right? It's not to be put in the earthen vessel, take it out, and then keep it. Bible says to be put in an earthen vessel and keep it. Is that right? Mm-hmm. So now stay with me. It's important. I promise it is. Why would they get burnt for in that earthen vessel and kill it while it's in the earthen vessel? Oh my. I was thinking about that this morning. I thought about over in John 1. The Bible said in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. Skip on down about verse 14. Here's what the Bible says. And the Word was made flesh. You know what our bodies are? An earthen vessel. Mm-hmm. I said God formed man out of the dust of the ground.
breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. Mm-hmm. Now what happened to Christ? Now listen, what happened to Jesus? He was put in an earthen vessel, manifest himself in flesh. While he was in that earthen vessel, died for the sins of man. Do you see? Isn't that beautiful? Now listen, that bird, alive and clean, it's pure, it's done nothing wrong, no fault of itself, but in order for that leper to be cleansed of his leprosy, that clean bird that was alive. Oh, I got to say something about that. I know this ain't real spiritual, maybe I'm deep, but I can't help but think further. You know where birds stay? They stay above. Where they are, and they're right there. They stay above. You see a bird, you know what they're going to be. In a net, they're going to be flat, whatever the case may be. Typically, some birds don't fly. But what about the fact that bird had to come down, alive and clean, and be placed in an earthen vessel, and die after this left for the be clean? Yes. Mm-hmm. You think about the fact that Christ had to leave the splinters of heaven.
Right.
Come down to where we were as our great high priest. He came without the camp, and we couldn't get to him. He came to us. But as our sacrifice, Noah, he had to come down to where we were, be placed in an earthen vessel, and die while he was in that vessel in order to cleanse us from our sin sickness. Isn't that right? So we see the sacrifice. This bird must die. What's your Bible? Look at verse 6. Now remember two birds. As for the living bird, he shall take it, and the cedar wood, and the scarlet, and the hyssop, shall dip them, and the living bird, in the blood of the bird that was killed over the road. Oh, got to say something about that. I didn't say nothing about the running water. Running water in the Bible, water is symbolic of two things. Symbolic of the Holy Ghost, and symbolic of the Word of God.
Yeah.
Almost always, still water in your Bible. Deep water, still water. Picture of the Word of God. The laver, the brazen laver in the tabernacle, beautiful picture of the Word of God. That priest could come in and look in that brazen laver, see the filth and see the blood and see the things that got on him during the day of sacrifice. And the same thing next that revealed to him his filth was the same thing that he reached out in and dipped his hands in the water and washed himself with. Paul said in the book of Ephesians, the washing of water by the Word of God. It's a picture of the Word of God that reveals to us who we are and then cleanses us. But then we're not dealing with still water here in our text. It said this bird was to be killed in this earthen vessel over running water. That's a picture of the Holy Ghost. Oh my, what a beautiful picture of Christ did. Yeah. Then we get verse 6, is that where I'm at? Verse 6, we find this other bird. Two birds, one's been killed, the other's still alive. Watch what your Bible says. Verse 6, as the living bird, he shall take it, and see the one, the scarlet, and the hyssop, and shall dip them, and the living bird, in the blood of the bird that was killed, over the running water. Now watch verse 7. He shall sprinkle upon him that is be cleansed from the leprosy seven times, and shall pronounce him clean, and shall let the living bird loose into the open field. Oh my, I got to say a lot about that. I'm not far from being done. I promise that. Now here's what you say. Take this earthen vessel. Oh, you got a handkerchief. My body. Take this one bird that's been put in this earthen vessel. It's been killed over running water. Now that blood and all that's been sacrificed in this earthen vessel. Then the priest is to take this scarlet, cedar wood, and this bird that is still alive. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
He's take every bit of that, Michelle, and dip it down in that blood. Is that right? And then, I'm getting ahead of myself, but he's to come over there to that leper and sprinkle it on him seven times. All right? And then, my, beautiful. Then he's to take that bird that's alive. It's got the blood on its wings. And he's to let it go the open field. Can you imagine the sight God is that leper is sitting there and the priest has come to him? If that hadn't happened, he couldn't have been cleansed. He couldn't get to the priest had to come to him. He said once that bird died in order for him to be cleansed. Shed his blood. He walked from it as that bird that's still alive, alive and clean, the Bible says, been dipped down into that blood and sprinkled on him, applied to him. And then he watches as that bird flies away. I come slap on glue. As that bird flies away. And that's the end of the ceremony, by the way. That makes him clean. That bird gone flying away tells him that he's going to see his family. About to come slap on glue. And he's going back into the camp. That next time the priest won't have to come to him. But Kenny, he'll have access to go to the priest. Y'all ain't get that, but I wish you would. Everything's just changed. As he watches that bird fly up into the sky with blood dripping from his wings. No, that is the most beautiful sight he's ever seen. They say, preacher, what in the world does that have to do with us? Well, Jesus is our priest. He came to us when we couldn't get to him. Mm-hmm. He's our sacrifice. Right. Thank God he died in my place so that I could be cleansed. But that's not all that he did. Oh my, can I say this? Watch with me now. Stay with me. That bird was dipped in the blood. And it carried the blood with it as it flew away. Notice with me, verse 6 and 7. I've heard him. Notice with me this morning. Notice the scene. Notice the picture. The blood to be placed on this living bird is to be let go. To ascend back. Oh, watch it now. To ascend back to its former habitation. It's now going to dwell above this leper. It's going to dwell above all this. It's been brought down symbolically to where this leper is. But now, John, it's going back. It's going to go nest again. It's going to nest into where it's nested before. It's going to fly far above all that. It ascends back to its former habitation. But it went back different. It went back different in the way that it died. This time it's carrying the blood with it. Oh, can I say this? Listen to me well. I realize somebody told me one time, said, preacher, I'm not here somewhere else. They said, preacher, you ought not preach on Calvary. And you ought not preach about the cross. And you ought not preach about the blood. Nobody wants to think about how he was beat, the blood that he was shed. Nobody wants to think about his death. I don't mean to be judgmental, I really don't, but I'll be honest with you. I hadn't seen that person since the day they told me that. But Kenny, I reckon I pray for them every day if the Lord save them. But it doesn't bother me. It does bother me. I shouldn't say it doesn't bother me. But said, I realize he didn't deserve to die. I realize that doesn't bring me great joy to think about his bloodshed and his suffering. But it does bring me great joy to know the only way I could have been saved was him to come to where I was.
No church. Right. No worship. You don't mind, don't you?
Sacrifice was never complete.
Yeah.
Continually, there was another sacrifice to be made. Continually, there was another sin to atone for. Another offering to be made. Oh, but thank God the blood that He carried placed on the mercy seat in Nancy. It wasn't the blood of bulls and goats and bullocks and doves. It was the precious blood of the spotless Lamb of God slain before the foundation of time. It was the only sacrifice that could appease God. And He offered it once for all. And the Bible said that He sat down on the right hand of God. Because there is no more need of a sacrifice. There is no more need of an altar. All the sacrifices of the Old Testament, you study them out. I don't have time to get into it this morning. I got to quit. But you study out all the sacrifices of the Old Testament, and Noah Christ fulfilled every last one of them at Calvary. You study out the offerings, peace offering, meal offering, the sin offering, the trespass offering. You study out the burnt offering. You study out all the offerings of the Old Testament. Not sacrifices, but offerings of the Lord. He fulfilled every last one of them at Calvary. Can He place that blood on the mercy seat? He sat down on the right hand of God.
Yeah.
Let me show you something. I'm hurrying. Give me one more thing. I'm done. Took the priest coming to where the leper was. Christ is our great high priest. He came to where we were when we couldn't get to Him. It took the sacrifice of one of those birds. He is our sacrifice. And then I want to say this, it took one of those birds to carry the blood away.
Yeah.
Thank God He carried the blood and placed on the mercy seat forever atoned and mediated for our sins. Do you realize tonight that while it is a beautiful picture, it is a beautiful sight, but every type breaks down somewhere. Yeah. Said it took a priest and two birds and a leper. And I want to say this, when it comes to saving sinners, not just atoning for a little while, not just covering, but completely removing and doing away with the sin of sinners. I want to say thank God He did it all inside.
Yeah.
What a picture. So go to verse 7. And I'm done. You one more, I'm done. Quickly. Notice with me, if you would, this sprinkling in verse number 7. The Bible said in verse 7, He shall sprinkle upon him that is to be cleansed from the leprosy 7 times. Watch this now. He shall pronounce him clean and shall let the living bird loose in the open field. Now I'll say something about this man. I'm not talking about, you got to be careful. I don't want you to think I'm talking about sprinkling as far as baptism. I'm not talking about. What I'm saying is this morning. The blood had to be applied. Everything, John, we've talked about secured the possibility of this leper being cleansed. But Nancy, ultimately, that leper had to be willing to let the priest get that bird and that blood and apply it to him. Bible said one that he sprinkled him 7 times, pronouncing him clean. He was not pronounced clean. You look at Nancy, I promise what's said. Get the 7 times, sprinkling 7 times, pronouncing him clean. He was not pronounced clean. But his blood has been
applied.
Here's the Lord's seed. I'm done this morning. I'm done. Thank God Christ. Leprosy, beautiful picture of our sin. The leper, beautiful picture of, I think this is yours. You might want to wash it for you. I'll say this. Leprosy is a beautiful picture of sin. The leper, a picture of the sinner. Christ paid our sin debt, came to where we were, applied the blood on our behalf in the mercy seat, secured a way for every last one of us to be cleansed from our sin. But here's the truth this morning. We see it clearly in verse 7. If that leper had to be willing to put his faith in the Word of God, trust God with it, the applying of the blood would make him clean. They're right. That not what happened day or the hour that you got saved. You put your faith in the Word of God, the finished work of Calvary. Trust that when the blood was applied to your life, when you put your faith in the finished work of Calvary, God had cleaned you from your sin. That's exactly what takes place in the water of cleansing the leper. Come here real quick. Hebrews chapter 9. I'll show you one verse. I'm done. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 22, I believe it is. Hebrews chapter 9, and verse 22. Read you one verse. I'm going to get the musicians. They will come on and get a song of invitation. Hebrews chapter 9, and verse 22.